Hey guys, Ellie back for another video. Today, we're going to be talking about Fortnite Battle Royale.
So, Fortnite is a game,
Fortnite Battle Royale is a 100-player
Battle Royale game where you come in from a bus and you get guns and try to kill each other to get number one victory royale. Today we're going to be talking about a specific part in Fortnite, which is the skins. So, what are skins? And what is a default skin? Skins are things in Fortnite where you could be a different person or a different thing, either a costume or just a person wearing something different. And these skins come with backpacks sometimes or back bling. And a default skin, and the backpacks go on your character's back. And the default skin is just a regular skin, which is really bad. And it has nothing fancy on it. It's just the skin you start off with when you play the game. So, and then there's like 6 different default skins, 3 girls, 3 boys. And yeah, that's all for default. So, how do you get default skins? I mean, how do you get skins? So skins, there's multiple ways to get skins. You could, one, go to the item shop and just buy skins with V-Bucks. And you might be asking, what are V-Bucks? V-Bucks are money in Fortnite, virtual bucks. And $1 V-Bucks is, $1 is 100 V-Bucks, which seems a lot, but the least a skin is 800 V-Bucks. And 800 V-Bucks is $8. And the most expensive skin is 2,000 V-Bucks, and 2,000 V-Bucks is $20. So that's how much good skins cost. And there's also pickaxes you could get that cost about the same, dances you could get, and gliders you could get in the game. So there is other ways to get skins in this game that don't involve money, but they still kind of do. And it's... talks about it's Twitch Prime, and by the way, have you heard about this little thing called Twitch Prime? If you haven't, then you should. So with Twitch Prime, you just link your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account, and then you link your Twitch account to your Epic Games account, and sometimes they'll give you free skins or pickaxes or backpacks or dances, and that's what you do with your Twitch Prime account. You could also, this thing called the Battle Pass, which does cost money, but you could get skins as you progress by doing challenges, and in this season's Battle Pass, there is 7 skins, so those don't cost any money, but the Battle Pass costs 950 V-Bucks, which is $9.50, so what do skins do for you, and what does not using a skin do for you?
Using a skin is like showing you're not a noob and showing you're not bad at the game. But when you put a skin on, you have a lot of advantages where your skin can sometimes blend in with your surroundings. Or your skin could also help you, like, your hitbox of your head is smaller. Like, with the Leprechaun skin, it's a smaller character, so it's harder to hit, and so that gives you the advantage of a skin.
Yeah, and then with the skin.
And with the skin.
So with the skin, you could also get some of them skins are brighter, which might not be good because people could see you better. And that's basically it for skins. So we're going to ask people that think skins aren't beneficial and skins, and people who think, and we're going to explain why we think that they are beneficial. So this is, what's your name?
Nora.
And do you think skins are beneficial?
No.
So the most expensive skin is $20.
That's a ripoff.
So, do you play any video games?
Yeah.
Do you buy things in the video games?
No.
You don't spend money?
I spend money to get the video game, but I usually don't buy. They're usually not like games where you buy.
So explain why you think skins are pointless to get.
Well, it's like makeup. It's not a necessity. You don't need it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. What is like your whole opinion on like video games with like things in game that cost money?
Well, I think it kind of depends on how it benefits you and how much it costs. Like, let's say it's over $100 and it's only something to like make the game more visually appealing. That's a waste. Why would you get that? You're throwing your money into a toilet. But let's say you're buying the game and it's expensive. Yeah, you want the game. Is it good? If it's good, yeah, spend the money on the game. Go ahead.
So you think in-game, like,
purchases
are a waste of money?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
So that was Nora. And now we're going to be talking about how we think skins are beneficial. And we might interview someone. So we think skins are beneficial. I mean, like, we don't think they're not, that they're a waste, because this game, Fortnite, is free and it's taken off. There is how many people playing?
12 million.
12 million.
125 million.
Yeah, and some people are good, and even people who are bad, they could have skins and it looks
and
like they're good.
And it looks like they're good, but they're really bad.
But like this kid named Josh. But so other than that, then so this game is free, but that's why they make things in the game expensive, because when the game's free, they need a way to make money, and this is a pretty good game.
Yeah, so, this is the hottest game.
Yeah, so
trending,
so,
number one.
Yeah, and we think skins can help, because if some people are just like absolute jerks
trash.
And like, so yeah, some people are jerks and some people are trash. And even if you don't have a skin, some people might kick you out of the party because they think you're bad. But if you do have a skin, then they might think you're better and they'll rely on you more. But if you're bad, then just you better cut it. So
with skins, there are many, many, many advantages. If you're a default skin, which is the skin you get without paying anything, people treat you like a noob, and they like act like you're bad. And even if you are good, people will call you bad just because you're a default skin. If you're bad and you have a skin, that means you're good at the game, even though you're trash. Only because you're wearing good cosmetics. Like, there's a good skin called the stone, whatever it is. And it gives you an advantage because you can blend in with rocks because it's such a good skin. Now, we'll have a hater come in and she'll tell us, shh.
And we will explain, there was someone very rude, but we will explain that. She will explain why she thinks skins are pointless, like the other person, Nora.
Skins are pointless because you spend money on a game. Do they help you with the game?
Yes.
No.
How?
Your hitboxes change.
That has
What
to
does
do
that mean?
But
it means like there's a smaller. There's a smaller area that they can hit you with, depending on your skin. Like the leprechaun skin, it's a very small person and it's very hard to hit them.
Wait, what do default skins look like?
They're
random people with just like dumb clothes that
dumb
are
clothes.
Tan.
And then
just clothes that are tan.
And then what do like custom skins look like?
Well, they're not custom. They come into the item shop, but
yeah.
And you have to buy them. And
with V-Bucks that cost actual money.
Yes.
See, that's gross. That's a default skin. That's really gross.
And then
a stone warrior is a skin where you can hide in the rock garden and people will never find you because you're so blended in with your surroundings.
Well, I mean, I was actually kind of on the fence because you told me before that if you have a default skin, people will think you're bad and kick you or ban
yes.
you or whatever.
See, those are some skins.
Those are pretty.
But
kind
the,
of.
This one costs $20. This one you have to buy the battle pass, work it up. This one costs $12. This one costs $12. This one costs $20. So, okay, well, we already interviewed you, and
well,
we don't need
you know, to. Like, the only one that could ever.
Okay,
yes,
signing off
back.
With Allie.